This recording, Tanzania 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a suburb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. The area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt strays. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her effort was not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and gave her a relaxing birth. Once Sarah had managed to birth the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times or the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much. But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Okay, I was born in Zanzibar, and that is in the United Republic of Tanzania. I was right there in Zanzibar, a city of Zanzibar of kind of 1 million people. And I came to America in 2007, and I've been doing my PhD here since then. And now I'm working as a GTA, you know, with the University of Arkansas. I've got two type of family though. I have my nucleus family, which is of 5 people. Like, I've got my wife and 3 kids. One is adopted kid, and an extended one is like any other African. It's okay, yeah. About coming to America, it's been kind of good experience to me. Honestly speaking, I was working there as a government director of urban development and planning, and having done a lot of work in Zanzibar, I thought I should come back to school to finalize my last paper, and I decided to do that paper in geography, actually doing my PhD in geography, and that is what I'm now really doing here in America. That's the purpose of coming to America. I've been to America twice before then though, but I used to come here just to do, you know, for official kind of, you know, trips. It was not that much academic, you know, just official, coming to New York and DC. In Zanzibar, I've been in many places. Like, I was born in the city, and I have been traveling, schooling in the city, but then I've been traveling a lot around the archipelago of Zanzibar, going to Pemba, you know, one of the other islands of which form the Zanzibar archipelago, and I have been to the city of Dar es Salaam in the other side of Tanzania, in the continental side of Tanzania, And I think I've been also to the city of Mombasa in Kenya, as I've been traveling a lot around the East African region.